Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and whatever time you're listening to this, depends on where you are in the world. Welcome to Reboot Your Business podcast. I am Aileen. I am going to do a wee introductory because I put out one episode and then a lot of things happened, which I will fill you in on. So, who am I? Where do I come from? Well, as you can hear, I am from Glasgow, still live in Glasgow at the minute. I say at the minute because if I win the lottery, I'm going somewhere warm because this cold weather is not for me. I own the Reboot Sanctuary, which is a therapy and coaching business. So I currently offer counselling, coaching in this sense of life coaching, business coaching, wellness coaching, and then I also have some hands-on therapies at the minute, which are hot air candling, Indian head massage, cupping massage therapy, hot stone massage therapy, and I've just added in at the end of last month manual lymphatic drainage. Now I'm constantly adding new things to my business, so that list always changes, and I will update you anytime it does. I have three podcasts. This one, obviously. I also have a Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. That was my original, that was my firstborn podcast, which is all about mental health. Initially, I was going to use that podcast to speak about both mental health and the coaching side, but I thought not everybody's going to be interested in business coaching, especially if they're feeling a bit down or not feeling as if their life is going the way they want it to go. So at the beginning of this year, well, towards the end of last year, beginning of this year, I decided maybe I should have a separate podcast for business. And because I obviously offer business coaching, I thought, well, it's quite good to separate everything and just put everything in their own wee box, corner, shelf, whatever you want to call it. Why have I decided to do business coaching? I hear you ask. Very good question. So, I've been interested in business probably since my mid-teens. First went to go and speak to the bank manager when I was just a little girl, 18. Now that's something else I should tell you. You'll hear me singing now and again because if a song comes into my head because of something I've just spoke about, I will sing it, and if you don't like my singing, just skip for about 3 seconds because I don't sing very much. I tend to just sing a word or a line. I don't sing a whole song. Don't panic, don't worry, because I get enough abuse from my children about my singing, so it's on you to hear it. With my business, the Reboot Sanctuary, I started off as a counsellor. I wanted to help people with their mental health because I have gone through my full mental health journey. I have been in the depths of despair. I've been high, I've been low, I've been in between. And currently I'm menopausal. This isn't a poor me, this is me just telling you why I'm where I'm at the now. Started up the Reboot Sanctuary 5 years ago. Couple of years ago, added in the business coaching. Before that, added in life coaching and wellness coaching, and the hands-on therapies, they just get added in sporadically when and if I have time to do a course and qualify in them. And if it's something that I'm interested in, I will say that when it comes to feet, not interested in feet. So I doubt you'll get many therapies offering a purely foot massage or anything like that. If I have to do it, I'll do it. But I ain't cutting nobody's toenails. I'm just saying, I'm not taking away your bunions and your, oh no, thank you kindly, sir. Before I started up the Reboot Sanctuary, I had the print boutique, which was as it says in the tin, a printing business, mainly clothing and gifts, but there was a few other things if people asked for them. And previous to that, it wasn't my own business, but I was a sole trader, so it's still classed as business because I still had to do my own accounts, I had to do the books, I had to do the ordering, I had to do the everything, get all my own customers and whatever else. I was a party planner for, we'll not name them, but an 18 plus ladies primarily party store, if you want to put it like that. I'm sure most of you will get where I'm going there, and I absolutely loved that. It gave me the freedom to work when I had somebody to look after the kids, and I was also able to be around for the kids during the day, take them to school, take them to nursery, pick them up from school, pick them up from nursery, do the dinners, do the bedtime, and then go party with all the drunk ladies. I wasn't drunk, I was sober because I was working and I was driving. So that's a quick rundown of me and business. If you do have any questions, I'll answer all if I can, to do with my kind of background business. So basically I've been in business for 17 years. I've been interested in business for, we'll say, minimum 30, because we're getting on a bit here. Some of us aren't in our prime anymore, and the hips don't lie. The hips remind me I'm not in my prime. So how can I help you, and how can I help your business? Many ways. And there's something for everybody's budget. Because I get, some people are just starting out. Some people are only in the do I want to be in business stage and just want to ask some questions. There'll be people that will be in the depths of despair because their business either has been going great or it's slowly taking longer to pick up than what you thought. You might have employees, you might not have employees. You might want to look after your mental health, you might not. And that's another thing that you need to think about, is not just you, but a business owner or somebody running a business, somebody in management, your mental health may struggle and you need to make sure you're checking in with somebody. So I can also add that into your package. Mental health is a big thing and a lot of people struggle with it. But it doesn't mean you don't have to work. So if you can implement a mental health package for you and your employees, then that's amazing, because it means that your employees and yourself are getting the help and the support that you need, but you're also still able to go to work. Your business keeps ticking over and your employee still manages to come to work, which in turn also helps their mental health. So that's something else, like I said, I can add that into the package, and that's where the wellness side of it comes. I'm sitting in my car just now recording because Thursday, Fridays, I am partly working from my car, working on Zoom, working on phone calls, my diary on a Thursday, Friday at the minute is a bit all over the place, which means that I'm not necessarily, for the next few months anyway, not able to put in any face-to-face appointments. Not daytime anyway, potentially at night, but not daytime. So I'm currently recording a podcast in the car while I have 1 hour to spare, because that's how my life goes. Like, I've just got to fit things in here and there. I offer appointments 7 days a week at the minute, and yeah. We're manifesting, we're working, we're doing everything. And the reason I'm working 7 days a week is because I know how hard it is to struggle with your mental health and not help. Now, I say I work 7 days a week. I offer appointments 7 days a week. Doesn't mean every week I'm working 7 days, but I offer appointments 7 days a week. And it also means that even if I'm not able to do a face-to-face appointment with you, but if I have time and I'm not too busy, I can at least do a Zoom or a phone call with you. Even if that means that I'm on holiday and taking time out, I would just do it at a time that we're not actually doing anything as a family. If I'm on a solo holiday, then listen, you can interrupt at any time you want. So yes, that's that. There's many things in business that people are going to struggle with, and everybody's going to have a different question. And just to say that no question's a silly question, and your question's maybe unique to you, but it might not actually be a unique question. So don't be embarrassed to ask anything. Don't be embarrassed to say that you're struggling. Don't be, just be honest with yourself and whoever else you need to be honest with. If it's somebody that you are working with, you need to ask questions, then ask. I ask silly questions every day because I am blonde and I'm very blonde. Now, on my mental health podcast this week, I spoke about because like I said to you a few minutes ago, I am of an age where the hips don't lie. So I said the other day on the podcast that if there's any scientists out there who are looking for a guinea pig to rebuild their body, and you can make me young again. I know that's not the right words, but it's the words that I need for now. Hit me up, like, I'll be that guinea pig. I'll be your guinea pig. When I told my son, my youngest son, he said, yeah, I think the first thing they need to change for you is your brain. And I thought that was quite rude. But yeah, apparently my son wants me to change. Now, this is because I am quite a comic. At least I think I am. I don't necessarily always take life too seriously, not when I don't need to. When I'm not working or I'm not parenting, I'm just taking the absolute pee out of everybody, but it's all good. It's never done in malice. We roll with it. So what's your business and where are you struggling? Have you ever thought about asking for help? Did you think that it's going to cost an absolute fortune? Are you scared to ask for help because then it means that you think you've failed? Doesn't mean you've failed. Can I just say that asking for help means that you want to improve things? It doesn't mean that you're admitting failure or defeat. It means that you're willing to better yourself any way possible, better your business any way possible. And that can only be a good thing. There's the only way that you can fail or clash yourself is failing as if you don't try. As long as you're trying, even if the end result isn't how you wanted it to be or as good as you wanted it to be, if you've tried and you've tried and you've tried and there's nowhere else to go, try, ask or whatever, then the main thing that you need to take from it was you tried. So maybe there wasn't a solution, but sometimes you just need that person who can look at it from a different angle than you. Look from outside the box. Look from fresh eyes, fresh ears. Because you could be telling somebody who sees it every day, listens to it every day, the same thing over and over. So there's nothing new for them to hear or to see or to look for. But whereas somebody new coming in, you tell them something, they've never heard that before from you about your business. And ta-da! They might have a solution for you. So think of it that way. Think of it as the little, you've got a devil and an angel on your shoulder. And they've both got different opinions. So bringing in a business coach, now let's hope they're the angel and not the devil, because we don't want them to get you to do anything corrupt or that's going to be illegal, you know. So I will be your angel. That's a wrong song. That's not a song. I tried to sing a different song there and the tune never came out. I mean, that's quite common for me apparently, but I'll be your angelic business coach. I'll come to help you, not come to make things worse. Am I selling myself here? Or are you worried that you're going to hear me sing? I'll try not to sing. if you don't want me. But if you want me to sing, I'll sing for you, no bother. I've got a wee man that listens to my mental health podcast. I think he lives in America. I'm presuming it's a wee old man. I don't know what age this person is, or even if it's a man, but I think it's a man. I'm almost sure it's a man. But he comments on, or at least he used to. I hope he's still here. Oh, there's my mind going. He would comment on some of my videos, that, and he would say how he loves the, my little bursts of singing. And I'm like, I love you. I'll even do your own personal, what do you call it? Concert. I mean, I wouldn't, because what if he's a serial killer? I want to come back out alive. See, that's where my the devil comes in. It's like, oh, this. There's my phone, I forgot to put it on silent. That's another thing you'll notice about me. I forget to put my phone on silent when I'm doing a podcast. When I'm working, when I'm getting into a session or a meeting or whatever, I will always put my phone on silent. But when I am recording my podcast, I never do. What point of the business are you in? Are you just thinking about it? If you're at the just thinking stage, I see a lot of people. Silhouette, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening. Galileo, sorry. If you're at the considering starting a business stage, there's the obvious. Now, there's one thing that I see people saying on social media quite a lot. I want to start up a side hustle, or I want to start up a business, but I don't know what I want to do. What are you doing that works for you? That's not necessarily the best way to start up business. You want to start something that you have a passion in, because if you are passionate about your business and about what you're doing every day, you will never work a day in your life. Same as if you do, you start up a career, like some nurses just have it in their DNA and their soul and their everything that they want to be a nurse and help people. You've got taxi drivers that want to beep their horn every day and shout at people, so they become taxi drivers. If you're a taxi driver and listen, sorry, I'm only kidding, I've got a couple of pals that are taxi drivers, don't come for me. If, there's people that want to be in the army, and sometimes that's because it's a family trait where the everybody joins the army once they turn 16 or just before, or at some point in life. You'll have people that want to work with computers. I am not a tech genius, and you'll also learn that about me. You will have people that want to be in Formula One, or want to go and do motorbike racing, or become a teacher, get into politics. Now, the only reason I would want to get into politics is to run the country properly. So if you're going to get into politics, can you go in with that mindset, please? Thank you. Because politics is not the one, and I do wonder. Actually, I'm going to look up the statistics of that one, the politics of the life expectancy of a politician, because surely it can't be that high, because that is a stressful job. Everybody dislikes you. You're constantly fighting with your peers. You're having to make big decisions about the country. And out with, you potentially might be drinking more because you're socializing more. There's an awful lot that go. No, I've decided I don't want to become a politician. I mean, I don't drink. I stopped drinking quite a few years ago. Not because I had an addiction or anything, just because I just didn't like the 3 day hangovers anymore, because I was getting older. And I was just missing out on too much life, because I thought I was going to die every time I woke up after a night out drinking. But I'm still here to tell the tale, so don't just be worrying. So a bit more about me. This was supposed to be an introduction, and I've sang to yous, so yous know I'm a singer potentially can sing. You know I like to make up my own songs with somebody else's theme tune, lyrics, add my own lyrics. You know I've described myself as a comedian who would like to run the world. And I've been in business for so long. See, when I was at school, I hated anything to do with school. Like most people. So when I was at school, every single year from primary one, 5 year old, because some people might be listening to this out with the UK, out with Scotland, so you might not know what primary one is. Primary one is 5 years old. From then until I left at six, coming up on 16, just about 2 months before my 16th birthday, every single school report said she's a daydreamer and she talks too much. I still daydream and I still talk too much, but I'm living my best life. I've got my businesses, I've got my podcasts, I've got my boys. So that's something else I've got. I've got two sons who are now adults. One's 18, almost 19, and one's just turned 26. I live on my own with my two boys, and they're smashing life as well. So listen, we're doing it. We're doing the best that we can. We're doing exactly what we should be doing, and we're about to step into our next era. I have my mum who lives far too close to me. She just stays over the back, and that is far too close. My dad lives in England. My dad's just started fostering guide dogs for the blind, the puppies before they go into their training. He's fostering them. I'm trying to find a new house. I've just manifested a new car, so here's another thing about me. I've been looking for a new house because I need a bigger house. The house, we've been in the same flat, two bedroom flat, for 20 something years, and 22, 23 years. And it's just too small now because I have all my work equipment at home. I obviously have the two boys at home. I have me. I have all my things that I pick up over the years and whatever else. So we've been looking for a new house, but I've also been looking for a bigger car. We've came close to getting the new house a couple of times. We've just not managed to sign on the dotted line because somebody tends to get there before us. The new car ended up getting manifested 3 weeks ago today, actually. I picked up my new car. Is a much bigger car than what I had. I for a while when I was driving it for the first 2 weeks, I'd say I was telling everybody I was driving a minibus. It's not quite that big, but I had a wee Ford Ka, Ford Ka previously, and now I have a Ford Kuga. Some people say there's a reason I got that, but they're lying. That's just a wee joke. So we now have this, so we manifested it. But this is the second time I've manifested a new car, and it's not came in the way that you would think. So when you think about manifesting, you think things and you imagine what you want and how it's going to look and how you're going to get it and all this, right? So I thought I was going to win a lottery. Buy a house, buy a car, Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. No. I've not even came close to winning a lottery. So, well, actually, I have, but I'll tell you that story in a minute. But in real times, I haven't. So, 20 years ago, I was sitting, and I don't know if anybody remembers when you used to get a newspaper, typically on a Sunday, but you got it every day of the week, but I would tend to only really get one on a Sunday. At the back of the, well, near the back of the newspaper, you had items for sale, houses for sale, all that kind of thing, different businesses advertising. So I was looking through all these different cars that were for sale, and I'm saying to my mum, because we'd went to my mum's for breakfast, and I said, do you know what? I really would like a new car. Like, my car is doing my head in now. I'd had it for about, I think, 5 or 6 years at that point. And she's like, oh, well, unless you win the lottery, you're not getting a new car. And I was like, okay, rub it in, mother. So anyway, that night I went to go and pick up my niece, and she was coming to stay with me for the first time. I mean, she was 12 or something at the time, but she was coming to stay with me for the first time. And on the way back home, a drunk driver crashed into me and wrapped me around a lamppost. So my car then get written off, which meant I got a new car. So there you go, you've manifested a new car. Doesn't matter how you get it, you got it. This time wasn't quite severe. I wanted a new car, needed a new car, can't fit my therapy bed in this, my previous car. My boys are a lot taller than me, so they were struggling stretching their legs out and things like that when they were in the car with me. All that kind of thing. And because my dad lives in England, I live in Scotland, sometimes we drive quite far. So I've had it on my vision board, I want a new car, or I would like a new car, and I would like a new house. So there's a house and a car on the vision board. Then my wee Ford car, 4K, started. It was like chugging, it was losing power. The check engine light was on. I keep saying this, but I felt like Penny for Big Bang Theory. So yeah. Then after it happening quite a few times, I thought, this car's not going to last much longer. I don't know about anywhere else in the world, but in the UK, Scotland, it can be quite hard to get finance and things like that if you've got a business, if you're a sole trader, especially because you don't have that limited company to back you up and whatever else. So I find it quite hard getting finance. I thought, I really need a car, but I seen this car and I thought, there's no chance I'm going to get finance on that. It's not very expensive, but it's more than what I could just go and pay on that day. So I phoned them up anyway, and I says, I like that car, but I'm a sole trader, work for myself, might struggle to get finance, but if you want to try. Like, I was totally honest with them, and he's like, listen, we'll try, no harm in trying. And I was like, right, okay, I quite like that idea. So he tried, and after 24 hours, he got me my finance. So there you go, manifested another car, because yet another car died, but just in a different direction, a different way. So moral of that story is, you'll eventually get exactly what you want if you keep trying and if you keep positive. I mean, I say that, I've been positive about the lottery for 30 years. I've not won that yet. I keep asking my boys to be positive about it, but they keep telling me that that's not how it works. But surely I've just proven with the car theory that that is how it works. So when I was 18, I had two part-time jobs, because it was very hard to get a full-time job. So I had two part-time jobs, one during the day, one at night. So I came home for the one at night about 11, half 11 at night. Now this is me going to show my age here, and some of yous, depending on what ages are, might remember, some of yous definitely won't if you're below a certain age. Who remembers teletext? This was before you had internet, people, well, before homes had internet and things like that. Teletext was something that was on your telly, your TV, television. You could look up holidays and book holidays. Could look up the news, look up anything. So I asked my dad to put the lottery numbers up on the teletext. So he did. Oh, well, my God. Not to be dramatic, but I was running about screaming blue murder because I'd won the lottery. Oh, I was delighted. Absolutely. I didn't even think about what I was going to spend it on. I just thought, oh my God, it's actually happened. I've actually won. And I obviously stayed with my mum and dad at the time. I ran up the stairs, I ran down the stairs, I seen my pal on the street, I ran out and told him, and came back in for my dad to tell me he'd put the wrong lottery numbers on the telly. I was checking the National Lottery, UK Lottery, and he had put up the numbers for the Irish Lottery. So my dad burst my bubble. And one of my uncles keeps saying to me, that's your one and only time I'll win. Well, actually, no, it isn't, because that wasn't the right lottery. And when I do win, you're getting hee-haw for your cheek. How dare you put that negative spell on me? I put a spell on you, 'cause you're mine. Did you hear that note change? That was bloody good for me. I mean, I'll listen back and I'll be like, oh dear God, Aileen, can you put that out there? So yeah, there's a little roundup, a little quick fire story about me, my introductions. Yous now know who Aileen is. Dolly Molly, you can call me if you want. Call myself every day. I don't have massive long waiting lists. So if you've been struggling to find somebody to help you, whether it is mental health or whether it is coaching, don't worry, we've got you. It doesn't matter where you are in the world, I've got your back. I can help you wherever you are. Obviously, if you're out with my area, the majority of the time, it's going to be maybe a Zoom call or a phone call, WhatsApp, whatever. But if it's more than just a one session, or if it's like a week long thing for the full business or whatever, then we can look into me coming to you. I offer initial phone consultations, which are absolutely free, and there is no obligation to book in. There's also no hard sell. I don't like sales. I don't do sales. Whenever I've worked in call centres, I've always asked to be in customer service because I hate the hard sell. So you won't get that from me. Never ever in a million years ever, because it just, no, don't do the hard sell. If you want me to help you, I will help you. If you don't think I'm the right person to help you, that's absolutely fine, because there's somebody out there for everybody looking for help. And that's all I'm going to say. I mean, I genuinely think I'm amazing, but that's just me being me. I'm kidding. That was tongue in cheek. I'm joking. No, listen, I'll always have your back. I'll always be there for you. We do check-ins if you're struggling in between appointments. We do wee 10-minute check-ins if you need it, and they're absolutely free because you're already paying enough for my service, so don't worry about that. If you're having a wee blip, text me, phone me. If I don't pick up the phone, it's purely because I'm with another client or I'm with my sons and I can't answer. But as soon as I'm done doing what I'm doing, I will get right back to you. Time difference. For some people over the world, that's absolutely fine. We'll sort a time that suits both of us. Listen, there's nothing you can come at me and say but, and then tell me for me to say no, I'm not helping you. Well, actually, there is. I tell a lie. There's two people on this planet that I won't help. And that's purely personal reasons. I mean, if they were nice enough and they'd changed their ways, potentially, we might edit that bit out. Don't know. Listen, if you're kind and nice and speak to me on a level, I will give you the same energy back. If I give you my helpful and everything insight and put my everything into helping you, then all I ask is a bit of respect and back, and no shouting at me, because I don't do shouting, because I'm Scottish. You might shout, I can shout louder. So yeah, if you want help, if you need help, I am here. This was just another reintroductory, because that's what I forgot to tell you, wasn't it, when I was giving you my wee bit about me. So I put out my first episode, and then I had a little mental breakdown. I say that, I laugh. It wasn't a bad one. It wasn't actually a mental breakdown. I just had a wee blip in the moment. Had to take a couple of months off work for various reasons. Had a bit of fatigue because I was doing too much. So I've learned my lesson. We're on the right path now. And even when I did have that wee blip, anybody that was booked in, any continuous clients that I already had booked in, they were still getting their phone calls and everything else. There was just no face-to-face at that point. So don't worry if I have another wee blip and you're booked in, you'll still get your appointment. You just might need to do it over the phone or over Zoom if you normally do it face-to-face. But yeah, aside from that, I am now back. This podcast is once a month. It's the first Monday of every month. So the next episode will go out on the first Monday in October. Can you believe that we're heading towards the end of 2025 already? I was only saying Happy New Year yesterday. So what's the first Monday in October? The first Monday in October will be the 6th. So the 6th, this one will go out just because it's already recorded. And then the next one will be out on the 6th of October. I just thought I'd check back in, let you all know I'm still here. Slaying, living my best life. I'm planning. I've got all these plans. I don't know if I'm getting to an age where I think I need to write a bucket list, or if I'm getting to an age where I'm like, I've missed out on so much, doing so much, because I've been fully focused on bringing up kids. Now I want me and the kids to have the fun time again, fun time Frankie, you know. So yeah, I'm planning all these different things, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna go and we'll just hop on a plane for 20, not on a plane for actual 24 hours, but hop on a plane, come back 24 hours later, these kind of things. We'll take a wee drive to the seaside, we'll jump out a plane, we'll do a paraglide. We'll do, wasn't a paraglide I meant to say, what's that one? Not a bungee, because I ain't going to need a bungee, because I'm, no. Bungee jumping's probably the one thing that I won't do. I have a fear that, it's not even a fear, it is a fear, but I think it's because of my parent, because I would have done a bungee before I became a parent. What if I die and I leave my boys? Yeah, so bungees out, zip line, that's the one. I want to do the largest zip line in the UK, and then once I've done that, I might consider doing the largest one in the world. I mean, it might be the same zip line, I don't know, but we can look into it. So yeah, I'm writing, it's not actually a bucket list, it's just, it's time for me and the boys. We've done the education, we've done the, well, my youngest, he's still in college. But life's life in now, so it's time to add in fun things to the life that is life in. But maybe we'll try and get a house first. So if you're in Glasgow, and hold on, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, something's happening, I don't know if I'm still. So yeah, I don't know if that stopped here, but we'll listen back and see. I might need to re-record this, because this keeps locking. I don't know if it keeps recording. What was I going to say? Yeah, if you're in Glasgow and you have a two or a three bedroomed house with a driveway and a garage, can you hit me up, please? Can you let me know? For rent, not for sale. Sorry, I should have said that. And yeah, I'm looking for a new house. I'm looking for a bigger house. So we were close with one last week. Somebody got in there before me again. Got the email yesterday to say, "Oh, sorry, Aileen, but if it falls through, we'll let you know." Okay. I don't want to manifest somebody not getting the house that they want either, but at some point, can we? I've been looking for nearly a year. So we decided in December we were moving. December 2024, people. We're nearly in December 2025. So yes, 2024 we decided we were moving. 2025, we're still here. I'm also going to buy a new Christmas tree this week. So here's where I think my manifestation's going to work. I'm going to buy a new Christmas tree on Sunday, and then next weekend I am going to decorate the Christmas tree. And then I bet you within a month I've got a house, because I will need to then take the decorations down, take it off, put it back up. So what I said to my pal is, if I get a new house, I think I'm just going to lift the tree up with the decorations on it and put it in the car and hope no decorations fall off, and then just plonk it back down in the new house, and there you go, sorted. We don't need to put that tree back up again. But my youngest is not in the mood for it this week, and he's like, "Mum, I've got a tree." And that's a bit important, that one. I've had it for about too many years, well over 10 years anyway. And he said, "But we've got one." And I says, "But it's not the one I want." I mean, he orders a million and one different things every single day in life, but I'm not allowed to order a Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. So yeah, that's where my life's at now, and I hope your life is as chaotic and hilarious as mine. I hope yous are enjoying whatever yous are doing. But if you would like to listen to the mental health podcast, it is a Reboot Your Thoughts podcast. If you would like any information about anything that I offer service-wise, you can find it on thereboot.com, or you could message any of the social medias pages or email. So you've got thereboot.com, or there's also a contact me forum on the website. Or you could listen in, write in to rebootyourbusiness@gmail.com. If you would like to come on the podcast and talk about your business, give you a bit of exposure, ask some questions, get some help, advice, give advice, then write in, and yeah, we'll be happy to have a wee chat with you. If you would like to advertise or sponsor the podcast, again, if you write in to rebootyourbusinesspodcast@gmail.com or any of my social media pages, we'll get back to you within 24 hours. Again, there's a package for every budget, every business size, etc. You'll not just be advertised on the podcast, you'll also be advertised on the social media pages as well. I think that's all for the introductory 2.0, and I will go leave yous all to it. Enjoy the rest of your day, the rest of your month. Don't wish your life away. Don't be like me and sing to people that don't want to hear you sing. I mean, I'll keep doing it, but if you want friends to stay friends, maybe don't. My friend said I was too much yesterday. I had a bursty energy yesterday. Yesterday morning, I had a bursty energy. In the afternoon, I took a dip. But for now, I am over and out. I will be back on the 6th of October, where we will start the coaching. The podcast will coincide with the business coaching, so you will get more out of the actual coaching, but we'll give some information on here as well. But I hope you are all enjoying whatever business you're in, whatever you're thinking about doing. If you don't know what you're thinking about doing, write in. We'll put our heads together, see if we can make a plan for you. But this is Friday, so I hope you all enjoy your weekend. And I will hopefully speak to you all soon. But I'll definitely be back 6th of October, 7 a.m. Speak soon, and bye-bye.